Hi, I'm Neil Stavem. Thanks for listening to this highlight from Connecting Faith. If you'd like to hear the entire broadcast or to hear more highlights from our recent shows, you can go to our Connecting Faith program page on myfaithradio.com.
So let's talk about short-term missions trips. You take 1,000 people or so a year. What's helpful and effective? So what do you recommend? Because there's lots of people that are going, not always done well.
Right? Well, what we tell people is it's not about us. It's not about what we can do. It's about God and what He can do both in us and through us. And what we ask people to do when they're on that gangplank getting onto the jet to go to Haiti is to leave themselves here, to just go as an empty vessel, to just empty themselves of all their desires and what they think can do and what they think the trip's going to look like, and just give God the runway, let Him speak into them. And by taking a short-term mission trip and just kind of closing the door for 1 week on Facebook and on your cell phone and on your family, your friends, your job, and to just go down and with great expectations of what God will do, I think He really does have the ability then to speak into us through the people that He puts in our path and to come away seeing life through a different lens. Haiti being the poorest country in the world gives us great perspective on not only how blessed we are, but also just how beautiful the Haitian people are. Very, very blessed to be able to go there as much as I do.
Are there some lessons that you have learned that you maybe couldn't have learned any other way, or just some things that you keep coming back to as you think about your many trips there?
I guess a lesson I've learned is we think we have it all here, and we have so little. And the Haitian people who seem to have so little just have so much. I've seen faith down there like I've never seen. I've seen people give praise to God with so very little. And I admire them for both their strong faith, their courage to step out in faith with nothing and still give God the glory for their lives. It's a people that, I think everything you think about Haiti, God can turn that upside down and put it in a perspective of how He wants you to see Haiti.
Thanks for listening to this podcast highlight from Connecting Faith. For more information about this podcast or other audio archives, you can visit our Connecting Faith show page on myfaithradio.com.